Sup, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Asian Wave 101, only on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, as always, bringing you some of the best of Mando and Korean pop for your listening pleasure. Of course, we can't forget our weekly news segment where we catch up on some of the biggest stories from the two industries, so please stay tuned for that. First off, some music for you. We have Aaron Yan, member of Taiwanese boy band Fahrenheit, here with one of his latest tracks. It's off his EP Drama. The track is called 1 over 2, pronounced in Mandarin as RFNGE. It's a duet, and his partner is none other than Gina, the K-pop star under Cube Entertainment. Gina actually sings in Mandarin on this track, and for a beginner on her first Mandarin pop feature, she does quite good. The song is also part of the OST for Aaron's drama, 爱上两个我, meaning Fall in Love with Both Sides of Me. It's officially titled as Fall in Love with Me, and it's still ongoing, being aired as it's being filmed. So if you are into that, go and check that out as well. The song, though, is a back and forth between two lovers, kind of asking, can't you see how I feel, and I want to see how you feel, like, can't you see the other half is in front of you, where the two halves of a whole. That's coming right up for you on Asian Wave 101.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us. More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like, gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Picking up is working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
I really want to know,
你让那一半的我找回这一半的我。
Aaron Yan and his duet partner Gina, it's a very touching song, but beyond that, this is another opportunity for the two industries to come together in a collaboration and release something great. And this isn't the first time Mandarin pop and Korean pop artists have collaborated. Vanessa Wu of F4 and Kanta of H.O.T. released an album together in 2006, so hopefully we see more of this in the future. Next up is a girl group from Korea, the very first and to my knowledge the only group to debut with this image of model idols, model in the sense of like a fashion model. So a key point in their selection was their height and body type. They have very similar builds, and as a result, their choreography looks much more in sync. Fans of K-pop would know about this concept and know that I'm referring to Nine Muses. True to their name, they have nine members, and a few years back they went through a lineup change where they lost a few members and the label brought in replacements to keep the membership at nine. So they haven't released anything in a while, and they will likely be inactive for a little while longer, as a few members recently announced their departure. Anyway, the song is called Gun, and it's, to put it simply, it's a cool song. If you listen, you'll notice that it's got a bit of a retro feel to it. Think something along the lines of back when jukeboxes were the hottest thing, leather jackets and Harley motorcycles, so somewhere around the 50s there. You'll know what I mean once you listen to it, so let's take a listen to that right now. Nine Muses, Gun. Let them in, 힘들게 웃지. That was Nine Muses Gun, very cool song, and they are a very cool group. They don't fall under any of the cookie-cutter K-pop concepts for girl groups. They have confidence and a certain vibe that can't really be emulated, if you know what I mean. So go check them out. They are in a transitional phase right now, so I'm eager to see what they'll bring in the future. Moving on, we have a track from Big Bang, the kings of K-pop themselves. It's called Broken No, meaning Sunset Glow. I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly. Anyone who speaks Korean, tell me in the future. From their second studio album, Remember, released back in 2008. It's a confusing song, to say the least. It's very bright and it's very up-tempo, but the lyrics are very melancholic. It's from the perspective of a guy who has lost a love and he's in pain. He cries and he screams out loud, but there's still only the silent sunset. There's also a part in the song where they say, "Your face looks like that sunset glow and I feel sadder." So not terribly important, but just keep that in mind. We're going to listen to that now, and right after we'll have a song from another pop music king, Taiwanese American megastar Wang Leehong, and his song Xin Tiao.
Let's go. Woo!
Yes, sir. 么无聊，不懂的道歉，我没那么聪明，好想要回到我们的原点。你又在哭泣，我给不了安慰，我又在摇头，有那么点后悔，爱情的发展你难以回头，却无法往前走。但是身不由己出现在胸口，新的赛季个问号，爱让我们流多少眼泪。你的眼神充满美丽，带走我的心跳，你的温柔如此靠近，带走我的心跳。你的时光吵架，我没那么无聊，不懂得道歉，我没那么聪明，好想要回到我们的原点。但身不由己出现在胸口，两颗心连在几个问号，爱让我们流多少眼泪。
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
AMS Sexual Assault Support Center is happy to present its new collaboration with My Sister's Closet, a social enterprise of battered women support services. The SASC's Got Consent clothing items will be sold at My Sister's Closet, located at 1092 Seymour Street in Vancouver. The Got Consent initiative is a preventative campaign that creatively touches upon the necessity for consent to be present during all sexual encounters. The Got Consent branding is visible on a variety of clothing items, including t-shirts, underwear, and tank tops. It's also available at the SASC and the UBC Wellness Center in the sub, in addition to at My Sister's Closet. For more information on the Sexual Assault Support Center at UBC and the Got Consent campaign, go to ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Welcome back. And right before the break, we heard Lee Hong's Heartbeat, another great song from a great artist. And it's a good ballad, too. Lee Hong is just crazy talented and a very versatile artist. He uses a lot of different styles, even creating his own by blending traditional Chinese music with hip-hop and R&B. He's a must-listen. Next up is a song by Hebe Tian, member of Taiwanese girl group SHE. It's from her third studio album, Miao Xiao Insignificant, released in October of last year. The song is called Bu Zui Bu Hui, meaning learning from being drunk. So a brief explanation, in Mandarin, Zui means drunk, Hui means more or less to know, as in knowledge-wise. When we say Bu in Mandarin, its meaning is kind of no, not, don't. Applied in this context of learning, 不醉不醉 means you won't learn or you won't know if you're not drunk. And that's what the lyrics talk about. It's about perspective, how there are no definite rights or wrongs, but only what individual people believe or understand. Drunk here is not intoxication, but the blurred vision of that state is a metaphor for a different perspective. It's a very meaningful song, so if you can fully understand it, it's that much more impactful. So let's take a listen to that now. Hebe Tian, 不醉不醉, coming up now.
Sunshine. 不是误会，谁都是宝贝，有什么真爱，什么是是非，不似是而非，最眼看世界，世界随我陶醉，看得很琐碎，都没有所谓，
Hebe Tian, Bu Zui Bu Hui, it's a very different song than what we usually hear from Mandarin pop, and this is definitely something new, so if you like what you heard, go and listen to Hebe's full album, Insignificant, for more tracks like this one. Listen to her other albums too. If she continues doing songs like this, she will definitely, definitely raise the bar very high for the future generations of artists. So next is the segment of the show where we take a look at some of the biggest news stories and more details of celebrities' personal lives reporters have dug up. This is Asian Entertainment News. First up from Taiwan, Selena of SHE breaks down recounting her explosion accident. So back in 2010, Selena was caught in an accidental explosion while working on a musical drama, and as a result, she suffered third-degree burns on 54% of her body, and despite the severe injuries, she recovered well and recently completed a 10-kilometer marathon. She shared on a talk show, and on that day, around 100 fans made up a human wall to cheer Selena on, causing her to cry even more before filming started, and as she felt both moved and nervous. She broke down a few times while sharing on the incident and stated, "This is all worth it. I hope that my experience of pain and recovery can encourage burn victims who are still struggling. I want to tell them that as long as they're alive, there is hope. As long as they're alive, they shouldn't give up." It was on the program that pictures of her worst injuries were actually shown for the first time, and she shed tears while looking at them, expressing that out of everyone, she felt most sorry towards her father. She is quoted saying, "I feel that I was very unfilial during that time. I vented all my negative emotions on him, blaming him for not stopping me from filming the movie and for saying the words 'I'm grateful' repeatedly at my darkest moment." Selena has since realized that her father was her biggest support through all of this and regrets being so ungrateful, saying, "He has always been supporting me by my side. I am very thankful towards him." No doubt the incident is something that was very hard on her, and to have the strength to look back and share, and also hoping that she can inspire others to keep going despite all the hardship and pain, shows a real strength within her. So wishing you only the best, Selena, and good luck with your continued activities in entertainment. Next up, on to some happier news. Taiwanese-American singer Wang Leehong is officially a father. Now, a little while ago, I mentioned that Leehong and his wife were expecting a baby to be born within the next few months. So they didn't reveal the gender, but just last week, it was revealed that Leehong and his wife welcomed their first child, a baby girl, into the world. Leehong accompanied his wife through the whole process, and he has stated that both the mother and the daughter are well. Leehong gushed on his social network, "So love at first sight really exists. I've wished for my own child since I was young. Today, my wish was finally fulfilled." He posted a picture on his social networks of him and his wife making a heart shape with their hands, framing their baby's tiny feet, and fans left comments on the photo wishing them all the best and congratulating the happy family. The baby's arrival was just last week. It's in July, and we're still in the month of July, and has created at least the start of rumors that since Leehong got married in November of last year, his daughter was conceived before their marriage, which has been denied. She is simply early. The original birth date was expected in August. The family will be staying in America for the time being and will only return to Taiwan after the new mother is fully recuperated. Now, I have been a fan of Lee Holm for a very long time now, and it's crazy some of the rumors he's had to put up with over the course of his career regarding his love life. But now he has the family he's been waiting for, and of course, one of the happiest things that any person could possibly want. Congratulations, Lee Holm, on the new baby. All the best and all the happiness to you and your new family. Moving on to Korea with this next piece of news. I didn't really want to mention this, but since it is one of the bigger stories, and it's not just a story, it's a scandal, I figured that it's worth mentioning. So a few weeks ago, Baekhyun of EXO and Taeyeon of Sonyeoside were revealed to be in a relationship that had been ongoing for about 4 months now. Now, they received a lot of backlash from fans saying that, you shouldn't have kept this hidden, or you shouldn't have gone about this in such a sneaky way. And regardless, it was a lot of backlash. Taeyeon has already reached out to her fans and apologized, which is something that some people, myself included, feels like that she shouldn't have really done, since she hasn't necessarily done anything wrong. So recently, Baekhyun recently released his own apology, and I'm gonna read off a translation that I have in front of me. So you'll forgive me if it's not terribly accurate. He says in the post, "I have written and erased my words many times, but I felt as if I was just putting out excuses. I'm very sorry that I caused pain to the fans, that I've caused you so much pain to the people who have always been so precious to me, and I wish that you'll no longer feel hurt, and even though I'm lacking, I'll do my best to slowly approach all of you again. So I will continue to strive to become EXO's Baekhyun, who does his best on stage as well as off. I hope that these words at least will come off sincere." So I looked up the news again, and it seems that the post has since been deleted as of now. This bit of news, it's really interesting in some way, because it shows that some of these fans are a little bit too sensitive when it comes to issues like this. You see these fans that who have seen these posts left on Instagram of that Baekhyun and Taeyeon have left, and they're very ambiguous, and it seems that they can be interpreted as messages to the fans, thanking them for, you know, all the support and for all the love. But then it turns out that they're actually kind of subtle, subliminal messages towards each other, and a lot of fans felt that they were being mocked by these posts, and they were just demanding all of this, these apologies, saying that, you know, you shouldn't have done that, you can't do that. Which it's a little difficult to interpret for anyone who isn't that familiar with Korean pop music and the Korean industry, the Korean entertainment industry. And it's just so strange how these artists are expected to apologize for something that they haven't done wrong. They haven't done anything wrong. I mean, people get lonely and people want love and people get in relationships, and this isn't anything out of the ordinary, but some people are taking it a little badly. It seems that some of them feel that as if they're entitled to something from these artists, which is really, really outlandish, really just not right. But again, I don't pretend to be an expert on anything like this. I am simply stating my opinion as is, and we'll move on from there. So Baekhyun and Taeyeon, the best of both of you, and hopefully this issue resolves itself soon and you can go about living your lives as the happy couple that you are. So lastly, coincidentally also regarding SM Entertainment, a staff member at SM Entertainment forgets to clear embarrassing internet history. In a recent video released showcasing two SM rookies, a split-second shot reveals an interesting search history. At the 31-second mark of the video, we see typing happening in the URL bar at the top, which causes a drop-down menu revealing the website history explored by the user. Surprisingly, bizinformation.com.my/www.sextube.com made the list. So a search on archive.org reveals that the biz information site is actually now an inactive Malaysian search site where you found other sites by entering in their URL. So it seems like someone at SM is interested in www.sextube.com. It's unknown if they found it, but they should have cleared the history. We don't know if anyone frequents the site, but someone was at least interested in finding that site. Really, not much to say here. Just remember, if you are in the workplace and for whatever reason you decided you want to see some NSFW pics/videos and you happen to be using a company computer, number one, don't do it, or two, clear the history. So to the SM staff, you better be careful now. That's it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Be sure to tune in again next week for more news and more nosing into the private lives of celebrities. For now, we're going to take a quick break and more music when we come back.
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kassla. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
Jason Whitebear is one of our youngest panelists. He is a residential school survivor.
Gaki Waku Maganak, Nadi, Wendin Naganag. How talk you us? I said all my relations in three different languages. Those languages were taken away and given with this one here that I've mastered in residential school. And they told me that once you go there, he says, you're not going to come home with this anymore. You're not going to come home being able to speak Nehewiyan. You're not going to be able to speak. But when you do go, what I want you to do is I want you to try and master everything that they give you so that they can never fool us anymore. In my generation, we're at the point now where we understand the nuances between the languages. We can say, bonjour, Anin. I wish I knew a little bit of Arab, but you know, the point being is that we're all sitting around here and we're very learned people. We're very knowledgeable. We know how to say, to say a little bit of each other's language nowadays. And that's just us as this. And I think that's a direct result of residential school is because we always ask each other, where are you from? Well, how do you say this? How do you say that? So that when you run into somebody else, you're allowed to respect them and say, Tanse, how? Wuzhu anin. So regardless of what was taken away from me during my residential school formative years, I haven't lost the ability to see. And so it is with this that I thank each and every one of you. I'd like to say, Ninanaskamun, Gakyogi Gwayotsiwa Taaski, and that's Cree for I'm grateful for everything in this land. I had to learn that from a kukum, because I was speaking in front of chiefs one time and I said, I can't speak the language. So she taught me that little bit. Ninanaskamutaman, Gakyogi Gwayotsiwa Taaski. Hi, hi. Thank you.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
It's only a dream. Power Corn, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We are back, and now we have a song from the Korean underground hip-hop scene with the very talented Lee Sang. the critically acclaimed duo of Gary and Gil, known as one of the few artists in Korea to have started organically writing and producing in addition to performing all their own music. We've had Gary featured on the show once with his solo debut Shower Later. It's about time Lee Sang was played on the show. The song from them is called Numur, meaning tears. It's another honest song from them, and it features Eugene, a member of girl group The Sia. It's about fighting with the lover, then secretly trying to hide the hurt when they turn around and just try to make up as if it never happened. So heartfelt music from great artist Lee Sang, Tears, coming up next.
좁은 골목길 사이 혼자 눈물 누가 볼까봐 몰래 훔친 눈물 약해지지 않으려 oh yeah 발버둥을 치려
정보다 미운 정이 더 많아 맨날 싸우고 며칠 동안 안 봐 그렇게 우린 서로 원했던 게 많아 사랑했으니까 없으면 죽고 못 살았으니까 네 몸에 난져 먹지 못하는 곳 너와 싸우고 화해 키스하고 품절 운전할 때도 손을 꼭 잡았었던 그 모든 것이 다시 생각나 잠시라도 곁에 없으면 불안해 너를 보내고 툭하면 멍해 변해가는 세상이 싫어 너의 기억을 억지로 꺼내 이름 얼굴 웃음 향기 네가 내게 남긴 추억이 너무 많아 네가 내게 남긴 영혼은 아직 남아 살아 숨쉬어 이렇게 나를 찾아와 사랑이란 두 글자로 다 부셔
좁은 골목길 사이 혼자 눈물 누가 볼까봐 몰래 훔친 눈물 약해지지 않으려 oh yeah 발버둥을 치려
Lee Sang's Tears on Asian Wave 101, showing some love to the underground scene. A lot of amazing talent that needs to be heard. They need some more attention, which Lee Sang has been getting for the past little bit now, and it's been going on for a while. And so it's all about spreading good music. Go check them out. It's very good stuff. Next, continuing with the hip-hop feels we got going on right now, the hip-hop vibe, it's our Canadian Artist of the Week. Joe Rise is back again, this time with a track dedicated to all those who have a team around them that do nothing but build each other up and stay together in the face of hardship, called Me and My People, off his Make It Happen EP. Joe Rise, Me and My People, coming up now.
Yeah, you wanna do something, you gotta do it yourself and make it happen. Makers. Let me tell y'all what Makers is. We ain't a group, but we better than these rap crews. Ain't it a bitch? We killing y'all, no threatening. We repping with all the people that make it happen. Paid dues, no ignorance, we all equal. Respect the things that made you. I'm all in, no half-ass, cause I'm trying to be more excellent. That girl there, she a badass. She over here, she representing no fake friends. But sometimes it's hard to tell who's genuine. Y'all fraudulent, trying to take me down and take my money, embezzling. Been on my grizzly, put on for the city. Give me the loot like it was no biggie. I'm getting jiggy, the music's what I live, rapping the Makers. I'm moving with a click. When I spit it, I'm too sick with the shit. Motherfucker, I do up with a hit, dropping it like it's hot stew. Know what it is.
I dedicate this for my people, surrounded by the greatest. For everything we've been through, and we know we gon' make it. The suckers gon' hate it, they gon' have to face it. We rising to the top, and we know we gon' make it. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Surrounded by the greatest, and we moving like a covenant.
Killing this shit, rest the beast in the beat. We all gotta hustle and eat on the streets. There used to be moments when I'm feeling bleak, but now I'm just winning, increasing the streak. Changing the flow up and learning techniques, and working the sound, I keep it unique. No need to critique it and ask you to speak. Now close to my peak and I'm making some tweaks, yeah, I'm making some changes, plaque influence me, You wanna be famous, stop the foolery. I was intrigued, hip-hop and jewelry. As you can see what hip-hop would do to me. Living my life, it all just drew to me. Pick up the mic and murder the music scene. Ranks, I'm trying to be above the list. I came up from those days when Jim battling on 106. Thanks to all the fuck haters that doubted me. And look, I'm in Europe, I hope y'all are proud of me.
I dedicate this for my people, surrounded by the greatest. For everything we've been through, and we know we gon' make it. The suckers gon' hate it, they gon' have to face it. We rising to the top, and we know we gon' make it. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Surrounded by the greatest, and we moving like a covenant. I dedicate this for my people, surrounded by the greatest. For everything we've been through, and we know we gon' make it. The suckers gon' hate it, they gon' have to face it. We rising to the top, and we know we gon' make it. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Me and my people, we don't worry about the other shit. Surrounded by the greatest, and we moving like a covenant.
Joe Rise, Me and My People, dedicated to all those with a strong team around them, showing love to our locals, our Canadian talent. If you like that, go check out his YouTube channel. His name is spelled J-R-E-Y-E-Z, and find his original music on iTunes as well. Next up, a girl group from Korea that is known for their sassier image and performances. They go by the name Secret. They are a four-member group under TS Entertainment, and they've always been the more energetic performers, and their songs really reflect that. The song from them this week is called Poison, released in late 2012. The concept is very retro, as is the musical style. The main instrument is a saxophone, and the way it's played is very similar to that of instrumentals associated with the film noir genre. The music video is also very similar to film noir as well, and some classical elements from that genre are recreated in the video, so if you get a chance, go give that a watch. But for now, sit back and enjoy the song, Poison by Secret.
조금씩 너에게 중독돼 버렸어. Rap 니가 날 흔들어 놓는지 Rap 니가 날 가지고 놓는지 무슨 나를 밟아두셔도 사랑이 퍼져간 거
That was Poison by Secret. If you're looking for something that isn't your typical cookie-cutter K-pop girl group, Secret is a good choice. A couple of the members also have solo songs under their belt, Jiyun and Hyosung. If you liked what you heard, go and check out more of them. And some of them have acted as well, so if dramas are your thing, you'll want to see those too. So next up is another Mandarin pop ballad master, the man behind the massively popular hit 동화, Michael Wong, here with his track 回忆里, the 疯狂, meaning crazy memories off his ninth studio album of the same name. The song tells a reflective story, and it's about someone who remembers a past relationship he had. He thinks of all the precious moments that they had, even when it became difficult, became crazy, as he put it. He doesn't want to see his lover get hurt anymore and lets go, but is grateful for all the memories, even the crazy ones. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
Thank you.
Michael Wong, a.k.a. Guang Liang, one of Mandopop's premier ballad singers. Do go and check out the rest of his album. And of course, you can't go without listening to Tonghua. It was the most successful Chinese language pop song of the current century. It dominated the charts. And for those who love karaoke, it's still a favorite. Beyond that, he is a very talented artist. For real, not many artists can do what he does. We've come to the last track of the day, though, and it's by the very talented twins of Bai Tu from Singapore. The song is from their latest album, Paradise, called Mei Li Yo, meaning no reason. There's nothing to it, really. It's a song perfectly suited to the party atmosphere. It's all about going and loving. No reason for it, no justification. Love because you can. That's coming up next and after for your weekly mythological tales and folk stories. We have Seamorg hosted by Matab right after, only on CITR 101.9 FM. That will do it for this week. I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101. Tune in again next week for more great music. And until then, take care, everyone. Crazy, 走前走前就有